Are you thinking about quitting your job? You're not alone. The pandemic is forcing a lot of Americans to rethink their work, despite the economic turmoil of the past year. According to the latest figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 4 million Americans quit their jobs in April alone. That's the highest level since the agency started publishing those numbers in the year 2000. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, the data suggests people are looking to do something different from what they did before the pandemic. Now, obviously, there can be many reasons why people quit. So let's run down some of them. What's going on here?
Yeah, right, Calum. Well, and it is one of those situations where we just have the numbers and not a ton of sort of hard, tangible evidence to explain why it's happening. But anecdotally, there are a few themes that keep popping up. For example, the Washington Post interviewed several people who quit their jobs. And one common theme is that the virus lockdowns have left a lot of people with more free time on their hands to sort of, stop and smell the roses a bit and kind of re-examine their priorities in life. And that's inspired some people to, say, take a stab at entrepreneurship and go out on their own or otherwise just completely shift lanes career-wise. And one other thing I'd point out, I was talking to our chief U.S. economist at Bloomberg about this, and she's hearing a lot about people who are simply quitting jobs because their employers are demanding that they return to the office. And I think a lot of people, Calum, realized during this pandemic they enjoy working at home a lot more than going back to the office. So that's certainly playing a role.
Sure, maybe looking for jobs that'll let them keep working from home. And I will say, Mike, I mean, the term quit can have a negative connotation, but people leaving their jobs voluntarily suggests they're confident that either they can find new work or maybe they'll be able to afford not having one for some time. So could this actually be a good sign for the economy?
So you're right. In the abstract, it usually is a good sign if people feel confident enough to quit a job. I do think this situation is unique, though, because of all the sort of extraordinary government actions taken last year, such as the moratorium on evictions and limits on mortgage foreclosures and the pause in federal student loan payments. Those things likely gave some people the sort of wherewithal to be able to quit a job and take on that risk. But you got to remember, though, that eviction moratorium and the foreclosure moratorium, they actually expire at the end of this month. So next few weeks, I think that's going to be a sort of an important pain point in the economy to keep an eye on is how that affects people, because there are millions of people affected by those programs, Colin.
Sure. And let's not forget, there are still more than 9 million people who are unemployed and looking for work. So in the moment we have left, Mike, what does the labor market look like for them right now?
Well, it's on the flip side of that, there's actually a record number of job openings at more than 9 million. But I think of it as kind of like when you reboot a computer. You know, we shut down and rebooted such a huge part of the economy. Like a computer, it takes a while to get it up and running again. So I think we got to sort of wait and see and allow these job seekers and the job openings to find each other.
All right. That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Colm.
And if you're listening out there and you have quit your job, or you're thinking about quitting because your workplace wants you back in the office full time, as Mike said, and you want to keep working from home, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us your story at hereandnow.org. You can fill out our questionnaire, or you can email us. The address is letters@hereandnow.org.